Caroline Casey and the Visionary Activist Show. It's 2 o'clock.
Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. I'm just back from beautiful, magical, living being Cortez Island, where I am brewing a collaboration with my longtime buddy, Dr. Andrew Weil. We'll be presenting at the Bioneers Conference, Trickster Medicine, Sex, Death, Money, Power, Pragmatic Mysticism, Democratic Animism, and more. We got some work to do. We started working on it, but it's pertinent work, and we'll be offering 5 pairs of those tickets to Trickster Medicine, October 17th, 8 p.m., at the Marin Civic Center Veterans Memorial Auditorium. That's 5 pairs of tickets, because as you know, we are in fund drive. I'll also be offering 1 astrological reading for $1,000. Yes, it's magic. We will also be offering The Hummingbird's Daughter by Luis Alberto Urrea, that I'll be quoting from in moments, for a pledge of $75. Also offering the Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, also for a pledge of $75. We'll be playing an excerpt of that. But also, we are gathered here right now to honor our storytellers, some of whom are leaving really right this moment. We know that 3 days ago, Frank McCourt died, author of Angela's Ashes, most beautiful telling of his memoir. You know, he himself was a public school teacher until the age of 65, and then wrote Angela's Ashes, age 66, and became this phenomenon. And it was heartening to hear that he had to rewrite the narrative voice 5 times, because it is such a hard tale of growing up so poor in Ireland, but the first narrative voices were bitter, and that was too hard to take, and then slowly distilling, so he had, as David Grimes said, still the innocent dignity of the child heart, savvy, but again, wonderful. So we wave to Frank McCourt. We wave to great environmental activist David LaChapelle, who died 2 days ago, going on to join his mother, Dolores LaChapelle, who was the founder of Deep Ecology. And she loved it in Italy. It was called Ecologia Profundo. But also, for our serious and very poignant fun, you know, there's a wonderful ally, Reverend Ike, who is dying right now. And I spoke to his son and daughter-in-law last night, and we said, well, we're going to play some excerpts from some of his best work, Get Your Butt Out of the Way. And they told him, they said, you know, okay, Ike, you're going out broadcasting to a whole new audience, and we're offering also his wonderful Get Your Butt Out of the Way CD. It's from way back. It's for a pledge of $75. We'll be playing some excerpts in a moment. And I do have to, you know, be honest and say some of it, not what you're going to hear today, is a little politically incorrect, but we are broadly tolerant. And we'll be playing that in a moment, but to honor death, I want to also read from The Hummingbird's Daughter, Luis Alberto Urrea, who was interviewed 2 weeks ago. Really great interview. This is a wonderful, wonderful novel. And again, we're offering that as for you as an incentive, or as a thank you, really, to pledge. And as you know, you can call 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledge online securely at kpfa.org to all of our teammates scattered diaspora all across the globe. So Luis Alberto Urrea, writing about his distant relative Teresita, the Mexican great healer, she dies. And she says, how quiet it is. She could have guessed that death would be quiet, but this is a stillness that feels like early morning, perhaps after a snowstorm. Though she'd never seen a snowstorm when she was alive, she is sure she knows what snow is now. Oh, and then there's deer. The deer leaps in a green land that was not there before. Flowers, she follows. The deer is gone, and water stands before her. Golden fish. Coyote drinks from the pool and looks at her with happy yellow eyes. She watches his fur ripple. He looks to his left, and she follows his gaze and beholds the mother standing in the shade of a tree. She sees three old Yakis from her dreams walking in the distance. They walk to Item Achai's humble home. He has a small garden. His door is open. Light pours from his windows. He steps out. He has a painted blue line down one cheek. His hair is a long braid of waterfalls, honeysuckle, and comets. She sees eagles in his eye. When he speaks, she hears music and laughter. Here, take this cup, daughter. So that's one. And she's also saying goodbye to her wonderful teacher, the medicine woman, Huila. And she comes back from the dead, and she's talking to Huila. And she says, as she guides Huila to her death, all the doorways unlocking before her, all the hallways swept clean, the lamps being lit, the gate to Huila's garden coming unlatched. And she goes, what is it to die? Relax, old woman, your work is done. A tear rolled down her cheek. You brought goodness to this world. Did I? You lived with honor. Do you really think so? Don't worry. Go to sleep. When you wake up, you will see deer. Fall asleep. I love you. Fall asleep. So in honor of Reverend Ike, who is passing right now, we play first. Hello. Board up. Will we play the first cut of Reverend Ike?
If you have an idea, that idea will lead you into the modus operandi, the what to do and the how to do. And it will bring you together with all the right people. Now, you stop living by other people's thoughts. So, you see, I got to a certain point, I couldn't even permit my thinking to be confined to my mother's type of thinking. I had to go beyond that. And another thing, and I'm constantly telling you about this, you can't really get so tight with little-minded people. Even if they are your relatives. Don't ever put yourself in a situation where you are constantly having to unnecessarily fight negative thinking. Change your beauty parlor. Send your wig out. You stay home and meditate. Drop your wig off on your way to work. Susie, here's my wig. Have it done by this evening. Throw it in the door and keep going. Don't sit around and talk with a lot of negative-minded, little-minded people. Instead of spending all those trips, all of your money and your time going back home where you came from, go somewhere else. Go back and talk with Aunt Janie. Aunt Janie, how are you? Well, Jar. She's sitting there in the same rut that she was sitting in all of her life. You see, all of this is a psychic pull on you. And they're going to tell you all about who died. Meet some new people. People ask me, you ever go back where you were born to visit? I said, hell no, I haven't been there in years. So glad I'm here. You don't owe it to anybody to talk negative talk with them and to think negative thoughts with them. Remember that. Because it won't help them and it won't help you. So I tell you also every once in a while, change your phone number. So get that what will people say and what will people think but out of your way. You see, you just be sure that what you want to be, to do, and to have is right and good. And when you're sure that what you want to be, to do, and to have is right and good, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. I remember one interesting spiritual we used to sing down yonder, however. It was, if you don't go, don't hinder me. See, and that's another thing, you know. Don't spend too much time trying to drag dead weight along with you. If the wagon you are hitched up to does not want to go, damn it, unhitch and move the hell on. Husband wagon, wife wagon, mama wagon, daddy wagon. And the wagon gets stuck in the mud, unhitch. Move on. So I remember that from the country. Many times the wagon would get stuck in the mud. And you can stay there if you want to. But we'd unhitch the wagon and go on. Take the mule and go on. Can always find another wagon.
Oh, bless his heart. That's Reverend Ike, one of the first, again, black minister preachers of prosperity. He is really right at this moment on his deathbed, surrounded by people who love him. And he was told, because I love this man, if you can dream it up, you can dream it down. And yes, truly, we are all befoibled, but we all contribute and we distill the gift that everyone gives. So his beloved family told him that we would be broadcasting him now as he goes out. And that is really perfect. So we are offering Get Your Butt Out of the Way. It's from the 1970s late, but it's still got some great stuff. We're going to play a little bit more of it in a moment. But as you know, we are in pledge drive, and the next part will be really good. When you hear the next cut, just imagine that what he's talking to is KPFA, is Pacifica, as well as each one of us. May we heal our relationship to money. Absolutely. It's complex, but again, we can do this. So we're in pledge drive, and we are offering one astrological reading with me for a pledge of $1,000. And we are also offering the fantastic novel, The Hummingbird's Daughter by Luis Alberto Urrea. It is such a great and life-changing novel about his relative Teresita, great healer of Mexico. And it is for a pledge of $75, but again, unconflicted enthusiasm for this novel. We had him on the air 2 weeks ago. We will be also offering the Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, that I was just listening to, and we're going to play some excerpts, and it is really pretty great. It's everything I know for a pledge of $75. We're also offering Reverend Ike's Get Your Butt Out of the Way for a pledge of $75. And we're also offering 5 pairs of tickets to Trickster Medicine, October 17th, 8 p.m., Marin Civic Center, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. That's an evening with Caroline Casey and Dr. Andrew Weil. And you can call 1-800-439-5732. We have 5 pairs of those tickets to Trickster Medicine. Or call 510-848-5732 or pledge online, kpfa.org. So I love from the last cut, Reverend Ike, you know, he's handing on the baton really right at this moment. He is passing. And so we honor the goodness in his heart. You have done good. You have left the world a better place. You know, what a good ride. We bless you. Go somewhere else, meet some new people, he advises us. And that's great. You know, when people are going on and on about past lives and how I knew this person, a past life, and this person used to be my mother. I mean, my response also is, don't we get to meet anybody new, like, ever? And it's like, of course we do. And that's part of our dynamic listening team, listening audience spiraling forth every week on the Visionary Activist Show. It is, we get to meet new people every week. You know, and the listeners as well. This is a very activist show. We we spiral forth ideas, critique, and solution, and people really run with it. This is such a fabulous audience, and we invite you to call and pledge your support again at 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or online kpfa.org. And we're going to go right now to another part of Reverend Ike, absolutely. And just keep in mind that this beautiful pitch he's making at the very end of Get Your Butt Out of the Way, think of it really, take it in with a gentle heart that we are healing our relationship to money and abundance and prosperity without any compromise of our ideals. As he says, be sure that what you want to be, do, and have is right and good, and if you can check that, then full speed ahead. So we are inviting you to be inspired to pledge by the following cut. Here we go.
So don't let me hear you talking about, I would like to have, I'd like to be, I'd like to, but I'm black, but I don't have any money, but I don't have enough education, but what will people think, but what will people do? Get your butt out of the way. And every time you catch yourselves using but as a stumbling block in your way, quickly move it. Place your hands in the receptive position. Repeat this with me. Right here and right now. I'm not going to put any buts in my way. I choose the good that I wish to be. I choose the good that I wish to have. I choose the good that I wish to do. And I make no ifs, ands, or buts. I believe in this God in me. I believe in this good in me. And I open my mind to right ideas. I open my mind to healthy ideas. I accept a healthy idea about myself. And this healthy idea about myself heals me. This healthy idea about myself keeps me well, strong, youthful, active. God in me. I accept a happy idea about myself. And this happy idea about myself makes me a happy person. Connects me with happy people. And brings about happy conditions. Thank you, God in me. For happiness. I accept a loving idea about myself. I love myself correctly. I love this good in me. I love this God in me. I'm a loving person. And I am love. This love of God in me connects me with all of the right people for every right purpose. And as long as I love correctly, as long as I'm right with myself, this compels me to be right with everyone and everything. And everyone and everything are compelled to be right with me. Love is the compelling power in my life. Thank you, love of God. Thank you, love of God. Thank you, love of God. I accept a prosperous, successful idea about myself. And this prosperous, successful idea leads me from success to success. From prosperity to prosperity. I accept the idea of money. I see myself with money.
I feel it.
I understand my relationship with money. I'm not afraid of money. I understand that money is my servant. I am not the servant of money. Money loves to serve me.
Money loves to fill my hand.
Flow, money.
Flow.
Money loves to fill my pockets. Come on, get your pocketbooks, ladies. Touch your wallets. Come on now. We're going to magnetize them. Money loves to fill my wallets. Money loves to fill my bank accounts. Flow, money, flow. Money loves to fill my savings account. Money loves to flow in my life. I see myself with more and more money. I see myself with money making money. Money making money. Money making money. Money, money, money making money. Money, 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 money. Money making money. Oh! You got the vibration. I felt when you hit the money scale. Somebody say the money scale. In the consciousness and the spirit and the blessing of what you've seen and heard. Rise. Shine. And the power, the love and the joy, the strength and the happiness, the healing and the encouragement, the success and prosperity, all of the eternal, infinite good that God is. Go with you. Above you and beneath you. Beside you. Around you. Behind you. Within you and before you. And make smooth, beautiful, and perfect your way. Amen. Amen.
darling Reverend Ike, who is right now at his deathbed preparing to make his transition. So let's think of that last bit as may angels embrace you as you go forth and take the great part of him. Again, truly, we are all befoibled, but the great part of him, you know, this culture of reciprocal blessing. And let's take this kind of money juju he was invoking. You know, why we see KPFA prospering, we see ourselves prospering, but you know, to heal again Pacifica, KPFA, and all of our hearts about money going playful, playful, prospering, flow, money, flow. So we are in pledge drive, and to honor Rev Ike, who is passing really now, I mean, literally right now, handing the baton, but he leaves us with that. Money loves to fill KPFA's pockets. Let's see, you know, not struggling. Let's compost struggling. Let's see KPFA. Let's see the show. Let's see each one of us prospering abundantly. And I love the flow, money, flow in my life to that which is dedicated to life. You know, we got the vibration, the money scale, as he says, you know, rise, shine, success, prosperity all around, the culture of reciprocal blessing. You know, so we are in pledge drive. You can get that talk of his, get your butt out of the way. Pretty great. There's some politically incorrect things, but, you know, we take everything with a tolerant heart, but it's pretty great. And that particular get your butt out of the way is for a pledge of $75. And, you know, he says, you can do anything, have anything, you know, get anything, move the world, change the world if you would just get your butt out of the way. And it's your butt, and it's a big butt. So we're moving the butt out of the way. I'd like to pledge butt. And he goes, no, eclipse that butt. So we're offering a number of things. But right now, you know, we're featuring Reverend Ike, get your butt out of the way. It is a classic. He is a teacher. He is an elder. And he's going out now. And he knows that we're broadcasting for him right now as he is dying. So we go, spiral forth all the goodness in your heart and receive blessing back, Reverend Ike. So again, get your butt out of the way. Classic for a pledge of $75. By calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or kpfa.org. Pledge online securely for our teammates who are all over. Hello, Australia, Canada, Japan, South Africa, Sweden, Syria, England. Hello, everybody out there. So absolutely pledge online, kpfa.org. So he's really, you know, again, part of the whole tradition of American prosperity, which we can critique if it was a little selfish, but really we distill it so that it's not. It's dedicated to greater good as we prosper, as this station prospers, as this show is supported, evidently, it is dedicated to greater good, you know, and choosing the good, and choosing our words. And from another wonderful gift that we're offering as a thank you for your pledge, The Hummingbird's Daughter, the fantastic novel by Luis Alberto Urrea about his great ancestress Teresita, the great healer of Mexico. So at a moment she's seeing things. Her medicine woman ally Wila comes back from the dead and shows her these shimmering globes. You know, it's a picture of her reading a book or cooking or preaching or laying hands on a child, riding, sleeping, or even dialing on the phone and pledging to KPFA. And she says, what is this? Isn't it beautiful? Said Wila. Yes, it's you, Wila said. I don't understand. It's you. Every you, every possible you, forever you are surrounded by countless choices of which you are to be. These are your destinies. All of them. Every moment of your life, every instant looks like this. Do you see? You are always in a universe of choices. Any moment of your life can go in any direction you choose. How? Learn to choose. So that's from The Hummingbird's Daughter by Luis Alberto Urrea, a fantastic novel about how indigenous, syncretized, dedicated, beautiful woman's heart can triumph and trump tyranny and colonialism. Completely pertinent. And anybody who ever lives in Mexico, or who loves people in Mexico, who is Mexican, who's thinking of journeying to Mexico, should read this novel first, just as intimate act of respect and life-changing inspiration. So we're offering that book, Hummingbird's Daughter, for a pledge of $75. Again, You can call 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledge online, kpfa.org. So again, we're offering one astrological reading with me, Caroline Casey, for a pledge of $1,000. Woohoo! But it goes every time. And we're also offering The Hummingbird's Daughter for a pledge of $75. We're offering Reverend Ike, bless his heart right now, his heart that is slowing because he is on his way out. And we honor all that is good in him, and part of what's good in him is this hilarious and useful CD, Get Your Butt Out of the Way, for a pledge of $75. We're also offering five pairs of tickets to Trickster Medicine, a performance in October 17th with Dr. Andrew Weil and me at the Bioneers Conference. So all of that by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732. We're also offering my summer solstice talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, with fantastic ally Emma Kayla Gaston, who is really smoking. We're going to play some excerpts from that in a moment, and that's for a pledge of $75. So here is our first selection from the summer solstice that we're offering. Neil Douglas Clott said, there are many criminal mistranslations, but the most criminal mistranslation in the Bible is Genesis 1:26, where it says that humans were given dominion over the animals and the other beings. And he says, that's not what it says at all. The word used was to help all beings fulfill their purpose. Very different than dominion. And I love that in the Quran and in the Sufi tradition, the task of helping all beings to fulfill their purpose was offered around other animals who said, no, we're busy. And the humans said, why not? What could go wrong? You know? So we've accepted that. And I think Ami's going to invoke Obatala, maybe tell us a little bit about him, so that we remember we accepted that work and that we compost in the brown paper bag dominance and dominion, and we embrace and re-wed our contract to help all beings fulfill their purpose. Thank you.
All right. Yes. We have recommitted. And Obatala, in the tradition of Western Africa, which traversed all the way through Brazil and became Candomblé, and then down through Cuba, and then to Puerto Rico became Santeria, and up through Louisiana became Vodou, and it's all syncretized and all together. And Obatala is the keeper of the cool head. So if you want to be cool head, cool, you know, just channel Obatala. Wear white, drink cool water, and just be cool. Ha! Baba!
Has called in from above and below and the east and the west and the north and the south, because all directions being equal, Obatala, So feel that we, each one of us now has available our Saturn, our authority, our ballast, you know, living right in our cool head, our warm heart to enter hot situations as agents of cool rather than caught up in reaction, you know, going out into our diaspora, you know, with a symbolic willingness to perceive, you know, that everything's speaking to us. Friend reminded me that the word symbolic, sim means together and bol to throw. And he said either we have a symbolic understanding that helps us to be intimate with the world, or we have a diabolic world, which is thrown apart. So as agents of symbiosis and symbolism. So we have Saturn, you know.
This is Caroline Casey. This is the Visionary Activist Show. That was an excerpt from the Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus. And we are in Pledge Drive, of course, so that was a little sample. You can have that Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, for a pledge of $75. And that was my collaborative ally for almost 20 years. I'm Michaela Gaston, just smoking, you know, invoking Obatala, keeper of the cool head. Before that, we played an excerpt of Reverend Ike, Get Your Butt Out of the Way, which is a CD also available for you for a pledge of $75. And so I love this syncretizing. We go, Reverend Ike is dying today, literally. So may Obatala embrace him. May we syncretize all the good from each one of our hearts and blend it together and compost that which is still wanting to be cooked a little bit or is unripe. So Obatala and Reverend Ike syncretize together. As Ami says, Obatala is the keeper of the cool head. May it be that what we're dedicated to on this show and in this network, you know, be that we have cool heads so that we can enter hot situations as agents of wise response rather than caught up in reactive heat. So we're invited. The word cool, kulukulu, Yoruba word, means cool, like in temperature. And they advise us, the Yoruba ancestors coming in now, to encourage you to pledge. Say, imagine your head as cool and your heart as warm. Opposite of road rage. But literally imagine. Feel head cool now. Feel heart warm now. You know, and we are also, we humans, we are reminded in that talk by reference in the Quran, and in Sufi literature, we humans agreed to help all beings to fulfill their purpose. That is the word used in Genesis 1:28, which is mistranslated to us as dominion. Humans were given dominion. No, humans took on a contract to help all beings to fulfill their purpose. And may it be that that's at the core of this show, the Visionary Activist Show, and may it be that it's at the core of KPFA and the Pacifica Network. Help all beings fulfill their purpose. Culture of reciprocal blessing. So, as you know, we are offering as a thank you for pledging one astrological reading with me to get you fully unleashed upon the world, to cultivate your gifts, contribute them to the community in a way that is great for community and replenishing to you. That's for a pledge of $1,000. We're also offering The Hummingbird's Daughter, fantastic novel by Luis Alberto Urrea, for a pledge of $75. We're offering The Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, so that you just heard an excerpt of and we'll go back to, for a pledge of $75. We're offering beloved Reverend Ike on his way out, you know, support, well, all the good work that he did, absolutely embrace him as he, you know, advises us. If we can dream it up, we can dream it down, we can dream down empire, we can dream up the garden. You know, so his CD, Get Your Butt Out of the Way, says that's the only thing in your way, but, you know, for a pledge of $75. And we're also offering 5 pairs of tickets to Trickster Medicine, which is an evening with Caroline Casey. That would be me and Dr. Andrew Weil on October 17th, 8 p.m. at the Marin Civic Center Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And so all of that, or any of that, and you can probably cook some deals, is available by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging securely online, kpfa.org, to all of our teammates way out there, because this show has a fabulous spiraling dynamic listenership of people who are really dedicated to doing good. And we have listeners in Ohio and Canada and Japan and Australia and England and Boston, hello, and New York and Sweden sometimes and other important South Africa. So let's do call. We're going to end with the last bits of the summer solstice talk, which is again the telling of the story of Parizada and sending us forth. But keep calling while this is playing. We want to give you a real show and real nutrient, but we're going woof woof. You know, if you love this show, if you love this station, if you love this part of you that gets to gather here and gather force, then absolutely please call 1-800-HEY-KPFA, 1-800-439-5732, 510-848-5732, or pledging online, kpfa.org. So many things available, and now we go to the very last bit of the summer solstice.
My favorite stories. It is from the Arabian Nights, which is full of woman redeemers. Scheherazad means city redeemer, and her sister Dunyazad means world redeemer. So Parizada, the tale of the princess Parizada. It so happened that there were three sisters speaking in the marketplace, and a Harun al-Rashid, like Shah, happens upon their conversation, in which the eldest sister says, "If I could have any wish I wanted, I would wish to marry the Shah's masseuse, and that way I would never have a stiff neck." And the next eldest sister says, "I would marry the Shah's pastry chef, and that way I would always have something sweet to eat." And the youngest daughter says, "I would marry the Shah himself and make his heart bloom and give birth to children who would restore the waters of life." So the Shah goes, "Wow." Yeah. So he summons the sisters to court and says, "I will grant each of your wishes." So the older sisters are like, "What the hell is this?" You know, as is often the case in fairy tales. So it comes to pass that the youngest daughter, you know, is full with child, and she gives birth to a beautiful son. And the sisters, jealous, you know, having said, "We will be the midwives," take the beautiful baby and throw it in the river. And the Shah comes in, and what does he see? A puppy. And he goes, "A puppy? How very, very odd. Well, okay, we'll try again." It happens that the queen gives birth again to a beautiful baby boy, and the jealous sisters take it and throw it in the river and replace it with a kitten. And the Shah says, "A kitten? Oh, well, we'll try again." And it so happens that the queen is delivered of a beautiful, so beautiful baby girl, and the jealous sisters take her and throw her in the river and replace it with a snake. And the Shah says, "A snake? No, no. Now you've gone too far. I must lock up your mother, and that's terrible." But meanwhile, downriver, there was a humble couple going, "A baby! Another baby! Another baby! Oh, I wonder what more. We're very old, but we'll raise you, and we'll set you up in this really great house that's off the grid with solar panels in the woods, and it's really wonderful, and now we're going to die, but we love you." Dead. Okay. So Parizada, which means fairy-born, lives with her two brothers in the forest until an old woman comes by and goes, "Off the grid, huh? Pretty cool. Yeah, solar heating. But, you know, your lives and the world would be better if you had the talking bird, the singing tree, and the waters of life, which is why having a feng shui consultant come to your house always gives you more work." So the oldest son says, "Oh, well, I will set forth, you know, and here, my beloved sister, you know, here's a knife. If it turns bloody, it means I'm dead. I'm going off." So he meets the beggar in the road, and the beggar in the road says, "Good sir, what are you up to?" "Important things. You know, save the world, out of my way." So he's dead. Next son, and the knife turns bloody. Oh, no. Next brother sets forth and says to Parizada, "Fairy born between worlds, I leave you a string of pearls, and if they break, it means I'm dead." And he goes off, meets the beggar, is rude to the beggar, dead. Pearls break. Parizada goes, oh, no, I must set forth. Sees the beggar. "Oh, kind grandfather, do you have any counsel for me? I have to do this big thing, and I'm daunted and scared. Why, no one has ever asked before. This is most auspicious. Yes, I do have some very important counsel. You will mount this mountain, and as you go up, there will be people hurling insults, customized insults. Under no circumstances must you react or turn around." And she goes, "I'll stuff my ears with chamomile." And he goes, Good thinking. So she goes up the hill, and she hears all these customized insults. You know, Obama's just a corporate shrill, you know, and you have fat thighs, you know. And then she goes, oh, okay. You know, but she sees all the way up the hill, she sees her brothers, and she sees all those who could not resist reacting, and whose hearts and then their bodies had turned to stone. So she gets to the top of the mountain, and the talking bird is like, "Oh, how fabulous!" Little maybe talking bird sound. Wow, that talking bird. Okay, talking bird's really happy. At last, you know, we can restore the waters of life. We've been waiting for you, Parizada. You know, here, let me hop on your shoulder and tell you what to do. You don't need to kill the tree; just a little cutting, and here's a vessel for the waters of life. And she says, "Oh, but my brothers." Oh, and the talking bird says, "This is no problem at all. Just pour a little water, you know, on the hearts of your brothers as you go down the hill, and they will come back to life. So not content with that, of course, the Parizada within all of us, you know, sprinkles the waters of life on all those who could not resist reacting, and whose heart and then their bodies had turned to stone. And so she comes down the mountain, followed by all these brought to life sociopaths, okay? You know, coming down the mountain. Okay, and she pours the waters of life into the water, and all the waters become glistening and pure, and the whales soar in the ocean, and the birds and the trees are re-blooming, and everything. And it so happens, and everybody's like, what? That the king, the Shah, is through the forest, and he's lost, and he sees the wasteland turning beautiful again, and he happens upon this groovy off-the-grid house, and he goes, wow, what's happening? And they go, have some tea. And the talking bird says to Parizada, serve the Shah cucumbers with pearls. So she does. She serves him cucumbers with pearls, and the Shah says, this is passing strange, cucumbers with pearls. And the talking bird says, cucumbers with pearls is strange, but a woman giving birth to a kitten, a puppy, and a snake is not strange. And he goes, oh, I have been a sociopathic dingbat. I must get your mother out of prison. You know, I know. And so it is with us. So we want to set forth now with Parizada. Parizada and the talking bird, that's where the story used to end. But Parizada and the talking bird, by the power of this night and this season, come forward to speak, you know, to each one of us, to our hearts, and say, now we're going to take this story, you know, each one of you be Parizada, each one of you be the Shah whose heart blooms again, you know, with the talking bird on your shoulder, granting you the capacity, like the holy dove, to speak and understand all language, as we set forth with our ungettable goats, so relieved to not be sacrificed. You know, we're going to see each of us connected to our own autonomy. Some of us slipping into canoes at dusk, some of us setting sail, some of us going wherever we're meant to go to do the most good. But we just want to sing this very simple little song. Good where we've been, good where we're going to. Good where we've been, good where we're going to. Good where we've been, good where we're going to. Good where we've been, good where we're going to. La 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 la.
So the power of this night is we invite in power from wherever direction you want, just invite it in from above and below. You know, and like so many of us did, you know, we're going to, and now we dedicate our unique medicine to the waters of life, make just an act of dedication, all that we've done, all that we've learned, all that we haven't learned, you know, all that we've been dedicated to, we offer it to the waters of life. And now we receive blessing from the waters of life. And now we want to spiral out into the world, humans announcing our willingness to rejoin the community of creation. And we say, Coyote says, one woof will seal the deal. Woof! Thank you. Thank you all for doing this good work.
Thank you.
Go forth and be woofy. Go forth and be woofy. This is Caroline Casey chiming back in. That was the very ending of the summer solstice talk, the wedding of Mars and Venus, with, in collaborative cahoots with Amakayla Gaston, who invokes many of the orishas, the powers within and without, whereby we can be successful in bringing the world back to blooming, not ignoring the enormous broken treaties and the rudeness of humans and what we've set in motion, but also inviting in humbly our willingness to collaborate with everything. So right now, it's really not whether we like or dislike something. It's like work with everything. And as we close that evening, let us see all of us setting forth, all befoibled and all ennobled, each one of us, you know, composting our befoiblements, but, you know, honing and dedicating our gifts. So we see people, you know, windsurfing and riding on donkeys and, you know, walking, and everyone we know, we can do this, you know, arousing, woof, absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's part of what this station and this show is dedicated to. It says we need everyone. We need the awakened imagination of everyone. So you can get that summer solstice talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus, for a pledge of $75. It's a thank you going, thank you, Woof. We are also offering one astrological reading for $1,000. That would be with me. It's like a one-woman performance with you. You know, the story of you from the beginning of time through the lens of now, navigating instructions to fully unleash you upon the world. That's for a pledge of $1,000. We're also offering The Hummingbird's Daughter, fantastic novel, again, of beauty and pragmatic mysticism triumphing over colonialism and tyranny. That's by Luis Alberto Urrea, our guest of 2 weeks ago. And that's for a pledge of $75. We're also offering, you know, Reverend Ike, you know, again, he's on his way out right now. Get Your Butt Out of the Way, his CD, which has some really great stuff in it, for a pledge of $75. And also, five pairs of tickets to Trickster Medicine, which is an evening with Caroline Casey. That would be me and Dr. Andrew Weil. That's in October, but still it's going to sell out. October 17th, 8 p.m. at the Marin Civic Center. So, absolutely, you can pledge by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. So, absolutely, we want to embrace all of these things. Already? yes, I'm getting spirit notes, which is wonderful. So I just want to go over a little bit of what we're gleaning right here and what we're pledging to. The Tale of the Princess Parizada, which is at the end of the summer solstice talk, available for you, to you, for a pledge of $75. What the hell? Is very much about what serves tyranny and empire and what serves the growing of the garden. We remember that we are, you know, composting the rubble of empire into rich nutrient to grow the garden of reciprocal blessing and collaborative cahoots with everything. And our definition of magic really is a willingness to cooperate with everything. A kind of true democracy. So what serves tyranny and what serves the garden? You know, to react to anything is to carry around a portable prison and therefore to serve empire and our complicity with it. To cultivate an ever larger repertoire of responses is to ally ourselves with nature's evolutionary ingenuity, going, ah. So we compost like, dislike, you know, and we embrace response and we compost, react, that's good. We are composting, reacting, and embracing, responding. And each time any one of us does that, it really encourages. I love the word encourage. It feeds the heart of, you know, it turns the heart of stone back into the warm heart of response and democratic animism and a willingness to collaborate with everything. And that's also what we're really inviting you to do. That's what the show is dedicated to, and that's what KPFA is really dedicated to. And Pacifica, the goddess of peace. Let's remember that the goddess of peace is really what Pacifica means. And again, everything is befoibled, truly, are each one of us and everything, but the dedication is the key. So an act of dedication, a friend of mine says, the truth of what we worship is what we spend our time on and also what we spend our money on. So we're joining with Reverend Ike going, flow, money, flow, you know, and it's not for selfish, you know, dingbat, you know, I got rich, I've got mine kind of stuff. It's like, no, each one of us dedicate. May we all prosper. May this station prosper. May this show, you know, be able to generate support and people go, wow, people love this thing. You know, and so we are offering, as you know, an astrological reading for $1,000. That's with me. The Hummingbird's Daughter by Luis Alberto Urrea, a great book, for a pledge of $75. The Summer Solstice Talk, The Wedding of Mars and Venus. That would be me, my talk, with a wonderful singer, invoker of Orishas, Amakayla Gaston. It's pretty darn great. I don't always listen to what I do, because sometimes we're worried about that. But no, this pretty much is useful. It's useful to me, going, right, yeah, I want to live up to these things. And so the summer solstice talk for a pledge of $75. And then beloved Reverend Ike, who is dying now, right now, today,
And so from way back in his archives is get your butt out of the way. You can do anything, have anything, you know, whatever, anything, if you would just get your butt out of the way. You know, I can't do it, but, you know, I'd like to do this, but I don't have money. I'd like to do this, but people don't like me. Anyway, it really addresses all of that. And you heard some of it today. And I like to think of him going out in a blaze of glory that he summoned at the very end of his talk there. That was, you know, rise, shine. And so we want to syncretize everything. May Obatala be in our hearts, wise, calm, cool-headed, warm-hearted. May Obatala embrace Reverend Ike, great trickster, rascal, you know, contributor to the richness of life and diversity. We love it all. We distill what's not so wonderful in ourselves and in the station and in the world, and we embrace what is. So Reverend Ike's Get Your Butt Out of the Way is available for a pledge of $75. And it's true, some of it is not politically correct, you know, but it's pretty rousing, great medicine, and we do really honor him. Woof. You know, I love that song, you know, some fine day I'll fly away. Wonderful, you know, Black Baptist song. It's like, so he's getting ready to fly away. And you can have his CD for a pledge of $75. It's also, I was weaving in The Hummingbird's Daughter, which has beautiful, beautiful writing about death. And may it be, because we know we're letting go of so many storytellers right now. Frank McCourt died several days ago. Dave LaChapelle died a day and a half ago, to join his mother, Dolores LaChapelle, the founder of Deep Ecology, or as she loved it in Italian, Ecologia Profundo. So we are all dedicated to Ecologia Profundo, profound ecology, and healing our broken treaties. So all these fun things, you know, can be yours as a gratitude reciprocal blessing by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online kpfa.org. So absolutely. So let's look also, let me take a little peek right now, this moment, at the chart of Pacifica Radio, the chart of KPFA, because it's really cooking. It is really cooking. And there are certain opportunities that we want to take advantage of. We don't need to believe in astrology. There are many great scientists who listen to the show going, I don't know about astrology, but I love what you do. So that's embrace. We embrace everyone. Absolutely. Come on in. Again, we need the awakened imagination, the playful willingness of everyone right now at this time of dire beauty. And so that's really what we're pledging for. May we be a voice for ingenious, well, may we be a voice for critique, and ingenuity and solutions and dynamic action. We know that in each one of our magic backpacks, we have a magic mirror. The secular critic, part of all of us that is completely necessary, holds up a mirror and says, look, this is terrible. It really sucks in detail. And then with a wave of our hands, we turn the mirror into a window. This is our art of irresistible, eloquent, inviting everyone to the unifying story. Look how beautiful it could be. Come on over, everyone. From the thing that's going down to the thing that's coming up, it behooves all of us to cultivate these qualities. So absolutely, come on over from the thing that's going down to the thing that's coming up. Again, Alan Watts says, no sense clinging to the rocks that are falling with you. So we're inviting you to be part of that. And then with another wave of the hand, from mirror to window, the trickster within us all turns the window into a door. Let's go. Let's go do this thing. Let's go collaborate with everything. Let's go restore the waters of life. Let's do everything, you know, that each one of us has a medicine to contribute. And that's part of what this show is about, and certainly this station, KPFA, and spiraling on out into the world. So to dedicate to cultivating and contributing each person's medicine. We use that word just like indigenous people, the indigenous soul within each one of us that moves through our blood, that reaches back, that knows about kinship, that knows about reciprocity, that knows that we humans can't resolve the innumerable irreverent crises that we've brought upon the entire world by ourselves, but only by collaborating. So a pledge drive can be like, oh, no, but really it is a collaborative ritual, and we imbue it with that dignity by pledging, you know, again, and we have many thank you enticements and gifts, but by pledging, you're going, yes, this is the way to go. This is a community commons. I want to support this because this is where we gather. And
I don't know. There's a mysterious spirit voice chiming in.
About that.
But thank you. Headphones. But anyway, this is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show, encouraging and inviting, you know, you to call 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. So part of what is so powerful about supporting the station and this show right now, we say Jupiter stories, Neptune dreams and metaphor, in cahoots with little planetoid Chiron, which is about mentoring the future cultural heroes. May it be within all of our hearts to do that. And they are in Aquarius, and it says, some things are always true, but there are times when they are truer. The power of story and metaphor to enter into the collective. And my dream, which I think is completely justified, is that KPFA, well, this show, KPFA, are ready to spiral out into ever greater collective influence. And each one of you, each